If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Well, here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. We are going to be talking about, we're going to be talking about vaccines. Yes, we are, and what that means for your immune system. And we're also going to be talking about traveling and how to stay healthy this summer while you're traveling out there enjoying yourself. And if we get time, we may be talking about things like colloidal silver and some other stuff. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that, a big salute and semper fi to our military, always looking to the Lord and asking Him to protect them. You know, put His hand of protection on the military as well as all of America. Of course, you've probably heard over the Internet, we got a National Day of Prayer coming up, was it August 6th? But no time like the present, it hit the knees. And seek the Lord's face, get in that word, and, ask God to heal America, because we need a big healing here. We need to bring God back into the picture as a nation. That's what we got to do. And we need to have some righteous people in positions of authority. That's what we need. And seek the Lord's face. Mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. There we go. Well, we got firefighters scrambling to protect a nuclear facility out there in New Mexico. You know, they're scrambling just this week to reinforce crews battling 3 days of fire to control the blaze against the edge of the U.S. Nuclear Weapons Production Center out there. The fire's leading edge burned within just a few miles of the nuclear station dump where 20,000 barrels of plutonium contaminated waste were sitting and is stored there near the Los Alamos National Laboratory. The town of Los Alamos, 12,000 people were evacuated this week. And, of course, 60,000 acres burned, 93 square miles, just 2 days were burned, 50 feet within 50 feet of that Los Alamos National Laboratory ground. So we're going to be praying God protects us from that, okay? Put that on your prayer list. And next in the Quack Report, hey, eating blueberries is going to help build strong bones, according to some new research published in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research. They did the study back in 2010 that showed that blueberry compounds improve bone development in lab rats. Yeah, the new research said the fruit works in humans to boost bone development as well. The blood samples that they took from the blueberry-fed rats revealed that they had high rates of phenolic acids and antioxidant compounds to improve bone development. When their blood serums were taken and analyzed, the blueberry-fed rats, you know, they had osteoplasts, which are cells that are responsible for forming bones. So, folks, eat some blueberries out there. Next up in the Quack Report, the Department of Agriculture has granted approval to the Arborgen multinational company that produces genetically modified trees. They want to plant the GM eucalyptus trees in dozens of test sites across southeastern U.S. Not yet officially approved for commercial cultivation, though, and distribution, but they did get approval to plant the test sites, and they're worried. People are worried that that will destroy the local ecology and spread GM spores. 260,000 of these genetically modified eucalyptus trees, not all native to the region, I may add, already being planted in test sites in Texas, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, South Carolina. And Arborgen company is currently seeking commercial approval from the USDA to commercially cultivate these trees. Eucalyptus trees are particularly troublesome because of their unique threat that they pose. If given free rein, the GM eucalyptus plantations could be disastrous on the environment. In order to establish these plantations, Arborgen has to have clear-cut, untold acres of biodiverse forests to sustain the unique types of life, and that they're worried that they're going to replace the forest with these single tree species. So undergone genetic tempering, these trees may create what is called green deserts. Local ecosystems may be contaminated. Eucalyptus trees, pretty much water hogs, by the way, and they tend to be a big reason why California experienced those intense, frequent wildfires. Eucalyptus trees high in oil levels combined with their deep tap root system, and they exacerbate the drought condition there and increase the fire threats. So, Well, moving along in the Quack Report, GM marijuana, big booming in South America. Growers reap 10 times the market value. Apparently, sales of marijuana that has been genetically modified, 9 times more tetrahydrocannabinoil, basically, than the normal marijuana. So South American, especially in Colombia, they are becoming the mecca for growing the GM marijuana. Basically coined the frankenweed, almost 10 times the black market value over the conventional marijuana. Colombia is the black market, you know, basically growing coffee and banana plants, not enough to sustain the standard living down there. So a lot of growers are succumbing to the GM marijuana. They get $54 a kilo. That's for every 2.2 pounds. So GM marijuana coming from sources in both Europe and the U.S., 18% concentration of the tetrahydrocannabinol. So a little bit more concentrated, they're saying. And last but not least in the Quack Report, coconut sugar quickly is replacing agave nectar as a natural sweetener. Yet over the last 2 years, there's been exodus away from the agave nectar, which is a natural sweetener, both for the glycemic index and high nutrient industry, density industry. So they're going to coconut sugar, which is really a coconut caramel syrup or sap. The sweetener is fast becoming extremely popular among raw foodies, vegans, and vegetarians. The coconut sugar is from Thailand. It's harvested as a sap from unopened coconut blossoms. They boil it to drive off the water and condense the liquid to a dark brown sap. No additives are used, no bleaching, and absolutely no stripping of minerals or other nutrients. So this is a raw food. They cook the sap. It's necessary part to concentrate it into kind of like a maple syrup, but it almost tastes like fudge. So people are really flocking to that stuff. Oof. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Well, we're going to be talking about vaccines for a little bit here. And a little history, a little bit why you're probably apprehensive about vaccines. According to science, vaccines are supposed to trigger our immunity. Now, the theory is that by exposing us to weak or dead infectious agents, this will create an appropriate immune system response. Well, according to chemist and author Shane Ellison, vaccines are only a temporary boost to our defenses at best. Now, he states that our immune system is designed to recognize immunological components. These are viruses and bacteria, which come via our biological front door. In other words, our nose, mouth, eyes, lungs, and so forth. But they don't normally come via our back door through our skin through a needle syringe. So he makes the comparison that when we are inoculated, the vaccines tend to fly below our immune system radar, which makes the vaccines ineffective, a waste of money, and it puts our health at risk. Well, let's take a look at what we're currently dealing with. There is a chart, because right now there is an unprecedented 21 vaccines on the market. The U.S. requires all but four of those vaccines, which are, these are the four that we're not, as American citizens, required to have, unless we're, I guess, traveling to foreign countries, but typhoid fever, yellow fever, tick-borne encephalitis, and Japanese encephalitis are the four that United States American citizens are not required to take. Now, by the time the American child reaches 1 year of age, the medical and GovCo system has pretty much pumped 14 different strains of disease into the child's bloodstream. These include hepatitis B, retrovirus, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, influenza type B or the hip virus, pneumococcal or pneumonia virus, polio, measles, mumps, rubella, and chickenpox, as well as hepatitis A and regular influenza. Now, some of these vaccines must be given repeatedly, and by the time which is 2 years of age, they have received 26 inoculations. And by the time they reach 5 years of age, no less than 34 inoculations have been given. Now, compare that current vaccine chart to 30 years ago, and children just received 7 vaccines back 30 years ago, we only got the mumps, the measles, the rubella, the diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and polio. And according to the scientist at the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, they tell us that these seven vaccines used to contain a total of 3,000 bacterial and viral proteins. Holy cow! Just seven of those vaccines? I mean, I got those as a kid. I don't know about you, but that's what I got. So I got 3,000 bacterial and viral proteins. But you compare that to today, a one-year-old child with 14 different vaccines. Now, we're told that the total bacterial and viral proteins are 150. So they're only getting the immunological components of 115 bacteria and viruses. So why is that decreased? Well, better scientific equipment and advances in manufacturing the vaccines, the scientists say that they can now produce safer vaccines. Of course, thus we have to conclude that, you know, vaccines weren't always safe. There you go. Well, it's all on what you would believe, because sometimes when we read reports from the lofty scientific community, you know what? When I read those reports, sometimes I feel like I'm dealing with Maxwell Smart from the 1970s TV series. He used to ask his sidekick if she would accept his nonsense by asking, "Would you believe?" Remember? He used to do that. And so here is a Nobel Prize-winning immunologist from MIT, Samusu Tongwana, okay? And he claims to have figured out how our bodies make antibodies. And he said, quote, "People can make about 10 billion different antibodies. Given the number of antibody-producing cells in a child's bloodstream, the number of immunological components, that's your bacteria and your viral proteins, the number of those proteins contained in your vaccines," he says it's reasonable to conclude that babies could effectively make antibodies for about 100,000 vaccines at one time. End of quote. I almost passed out when I read that. Therefore, the medical and scientific communities have no doubt that they can continue to add to that required vaccine chart and schedule for babies to receive even more vaccines at one time before they even start kindergarten. Now, regarding multiple vaccines in one inoculation, well, according to the CDC's website, they say, quote, "The available scientific data show that simultaneous vaccination with multiple vaccines has no adverse effect on the, quote, normal childhood immune system, and such combinations carry no greater risk for adverse side effects," end of quote. Well, notice that the government has paid out millions in taxpayer dollars to parents of children who were damaged by inoculations. So I got to ask, were their immune systems not normal then? Since the CDC says that you don't have to worry if your child has a normal immune system. Now, there have been studies done that prove that numerous inoculations containing multiple bacterial and viral proteins can offer risk and cause immunosuppressive results. In other words, immune diseases, immune suppressive. You know, you can get all kind of autoimmune diseases from this stuff. And unfortunately, the public is led to believe otherwise. And such research is actually suppressed. And you know what? In the 1980s, Weiss Pharmaceutical, they scaled back their vaccine program, and then they closed down their Pennsylvania plant that was only just 2 years old at the time after they lost $200 million defending themselves in lawsuits involving vaccines that they produced. So this is why fewer American-based pharmaceutical companies are making vaccines. However, you know, the government's trying to change all that. They're trying to make it nearly impossible for citizens to sue the manufacturer of a vaccine. And the U.S. government may have a tough time getting vaccines made on American soil, But according to Michael Kremer, he's the economist at Harvard University, he says, quote, drugs that treat disease are more lucrative than vaccines to prevent it, end of quote. Well, there you go. Follow the money. And, of course, a disease is big business, and the U.S. government basically is going to have to lure drug companies with incentives to make, quote, infectious disease alluring to them again. You know, they're going to have to just, you know, dangle that dollar carrot. Now, Novartis chief executive Daniel Vasella, he says, yeah, the government's going to have to make infectious disease alluring to us again in order for us to produce vaccines. Well, let's look at a little bit of vaccine history, shall we? History shows that humanity has overcome many disease outbreaks with modern advancements in nutrition and sanitation. Now, the facts speak for themselves, because take, for example, polio and whooping cough. There was an increase in polio around 1910, and there were many epidemics across America, and this ignited the push to develop a vaccine for polio. However, the polio epidemic was actually resolved prior to the polio vaccine's debut in 1953. And the same thing occurred with whooping cough between 1900 and 1935. The epidemic was resolved, and whooping cough cases dropped 79% in the United States prior to the whooping cough vaccine, the pertussis, being introduced in 1940. And researchers at the CDC stated publicly in 2002 that whooping cough was again on the rise in the United States despite people being vaccinated. Now, you can't ignore the facts regarding the measles and the development of the MMR vaccine in 1957, which started a widespread measles epidemic. From 1983 to 1990, there was a 423 jump in measles cases involving vaccinated children. Now, based on what the CDC says about vaccines and normal immune systems, we could conclude that these children were all born with abnormal immune systems. Or we could conclude that this was a second generation of children born to parents who were vaccinated in the 1950s, which adversely affected the development of their immune system. And by the way, the flu vaccines are just as worthless, with four decades of scientific evidence proving they have no or have low effectiveness against influenza. So, folks, what can we conclude? Jabbing ourselves with infectious disease works against the human immune system. You may want to check out this website. It's called the 3Ws.thinktwice.com. And all the propaganda about vaccine benefits outweigh the risks is pretty much pure BS. And according to Shane Ellison, author of the book Natural Cures, cleanliness and immunity go hand in hand. And I totally agree with Mr. Ellison. I totally agree with him. I have always known that the cleanse and nourish approach to health is insanely simple, but it works. And I doubt the nerdy scientists can actually wrap their brain around that approach to sustaining good health. Now, just think about how absurd it is to say, quote, non-vaccinated children are putting immunity at risk, or parents who don't vaccinate are risking their children's lives. This is often stated by politicians, health experts, celebrities, and pro-vaccine groups. And it is scientifically unproven, and it disrespects God and his creation. Now, if vaccines work like we are told they do, you know what? We can all sleep better, knowing we could not become infected with any of those infectious agents. But the truth is, vaccinated people do become infected with the viruses and bacteria they have been vaccinated against. Well, let's look at your biggest immune boosters, because you want to stay clean and you want to eat healthy. That is going to be your biggest boost to your immune system that you can offer. So cleanse away the years of bad eating habits, the heavy metals, the radioactive particles, the vaccines, and the pharmaceutical residues. You know, use some of God's good herbs to do that. And to do that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have male and female organ cleanse packages. Also, look at their line of immune-boosting herbal formulas. The idea is to strengthen and work with your natural immune system, not to suppress it. Now, for the computer geeks out there, you know what? It's time to remove the viruses and reboot your system. So call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog. Their number is toll-free 24/7 at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219, or visit their website at the 3Ws dot thepowerherbs.com, because you know what? That's where your healthcare options just became endless. It's all up to you. You got to be proactive. Nobody's going to care about your health more than you are. You're going to have to do your homework. You're going to have to do the research. You're going to have to take the steps to protect yourself from disease. And the only way to do that is to think smart and be smart and just be like Nike and just do it. You know, just do it. Get with it and just do it. Don't be putting it off, because you know what? Economics, the economy, gasoline prices, you know, shipping, you know, it may come to the point where it's going to be harder to get stuff. So if you've been putting off this stuff or preparing, I don't think I'd put it off too much longer. So if you're trying to get your backup foods, your backup currency, and your backup medicine, don't wait too much longer, because, you know, it may be tougher to get in the near future. Also, this is a new first. I'm going to say it probably before I should. But for you out there, if you're looking to stock up on your immune-boosting products, you know, for pneumonia, sinus infections, and whatnot, the flu, check out Apothecary Herbs. They have the pandemic kit, which is great for all of that. They have a power herbs kit. But, you know, coming up in July, they're going to have a special on their products, on their formulas. So I'll have more to say after the 4th of July, but just get ready, because you're going to be saving big time, and you can stock up and save. That is critical, critical. Hey, I got to take a break. Hey, but more health news after the break. Be right back. Be alive.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thethepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Wilson, this is Herb Talk Live, and we are empowering you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. You want to go out there and do your homework and make healthy choices. Use your wisdom and discernment that God gave you and enjoy life instead of just exist through life. Well, we're talking about the first part of the show. Of course, we're talking about vaccines. Of course, we've had Dr. Rebecca Carley here on the show talking about that. She is usually here with us the third Tuesday of the month, so she'll be back. But right now I want to talk about travel because, you know, this is the travel season. People are going away on vacation. They're kind of heading here and heading there. And you know what? AAA, pretty optimistic about and expects there's going to be about 6 million Americans traveling overseas this summer. And that's going to double last year's statistic. AAA also reports about 82% of all the international travel is going to be for leisure purposes. And with the current economy, we may be saying that, you know, Americans were, you know, a privileged generation who traveled the world for leisure, and the European travel market would be another good indicator of the American economy. Time is going to tell if Americans have the money to travel year after year. We will see and we will discover a deeper meaning to all that. Now let's talk about your vacation, or should I say your staycation if you're not going anywhere. Normally in a healthy economy, 25 million Americans take to the road and sky seeking exciting international destinations. In April of 2008, Public Affairs Survey provided some interesting information to the Access America Travel Insurance and Assistance Company. The survey showed that 33% of Americans took a summer vacation, and in 2007 they said they planned to take another one in 2008, but, you know, citing any economic conditions for the reason that they may cancel. Now, that is, you know, a couple of years ago, and we can speculate, you know, that the numbers aren't much better. You know, majority of Americans are looking for bargains, or you know what? They're just staying at home. That's what they're doing. So, you know, we get some mixed messages with a lot of these statistics, but the question may be, you know, should you travel or should you not travel? And, you know, with all the radiation now you get with the security traveling, you know, that's enough to say, I think I'd rather drive, you know, to someplace closer or maybe just not go anywhere at all. Now, if you decide to risk it, make sure that you get some health ratings on the cruise ships you may be going on or the resorts you may be staying at. If you don't have a health rating at these places, you know what? I'd find another destination. Also, be aware of the disease outbreaks involved in the destination which you're going to. For example, in Southeast Asia, the South Pacific, the Caribbean, and, of course, in Hawaii and Africa, they have a history of having dengue fever outbreaks. And there's an estimated 50 to 100 million cases of dengue fever reported every year. Now, the fever is characterized by sudden onset, high fever, severe frontal headache, joint and muscle pain, a little nausea, some vomiting, and maybe even a rash. Now, the rash appears within 3 to 5 days after the onset of the fever, and usually appears on the torso, arms, legs, and your face. Convalescence, you know, resting, can be several weeks to heal yourself. Incubation periods are between 3 and 14 days. The average is 4 to 7 days. Now, cases of dengue fever are confirmed every year in the travelers returning to the United States following visits to the tropical or subtropical areas. Complications of the fever include severe, sometimes fatal hemorrhage disease called DHF and some hypotension. You could also should avoid aspirin and maybe use some willow bark or MetaSweet herb for pain and swelling instead. Drink lots of water, and take precautions. Avoid your mosquitoes, major transmitter for the fever. There is also no vaccine to cover this, and your arms and legs, you may want to coat with some sort of anti-bug repellent and stay in air conditioning during your peak hours of early morning and late afternoon. Bug repellent tends to be helpful. Put on your clothes also. I recently heard, though, a customer tell me that the flea and tick begone spray that we have for pets, if you dilute it half and half with water and spray it on your arms and legs and clothes, it keeps the mosquitoes away from you as well. And that's an all-natural plant enzyme, by the way. So if you are going somewhere tropical, find out about the vaccine requirements for that region. You may have to get vaccinated in order to go there. Ooh. And you may decide that, you know, the risk of the inoculation not worth the trip. And you may find some helpful information on the CDC website. Travelmedicine.com also has some information for you as well. Now, if you're thinking about using some herbs to boost your immune system the week before you travel, air travel includes, you know, those security X-ray machines as well as exposing your herbs to light-sensitive X-rays. So you may want to take it before you go and ship it to the destination if they allow herbs in order to avoid that. Also, if you're traveling to a country that allows herbs to be imported, shipping in shouldn't be a problem. And FedEx, I hear, does not X-ray packages. It will be worth it to have that peace of mind if you're visiting family and friends there to have some medicinal power of God's herbs at your disposal. So just take that forethought and, you know, ship it to you. What about jet lag? Well, you know, resetting that internal clock to avoid the sleepiness, the insomnia, those concentration problems, the moodiness, the depression, loss of appetite, headache, indigestion, and other disrupted physical functions in relation to jet lag. Here's what I do. I use herbs to help the body handle that stress and to adjust for the time change and adjust pretty quickly. I use Siberian ginseng to help strengthen the body organs and to reduce the stress. To help me sleep better, I'll use some lobelia in a liquid form. And also to help and sharp my cognitive ability, I'll use that ginkgo biloba with some circulatory herbs. So if you're looking for those formulas, Apothecary Herbs does have the Siberian ginseng, the lobelia in their relaxation formula, and, of course, for the ginkgo with the circulatory herbs, look for brain concentrate. Now, what about motion sickness? Well, to reduce the chances of motion sickness, I like to use a combination of herbs with calcium and magnesium. I will take 4 droppers full of calcium formula. It's a liquid formula, 4 to 5 times a day before the trip and as needed if I'm traveling. Another preventative is getting enough vitamin B, natural vitamin B, into the system, which I use is it's a powerful vitamin B formula mix called Body Foundation Food Mix. That's available along with the calcium liquid formula at Apothecary Herbs. Ginger root is also very effective at squelching any nausea or queasy feeling. Use it in a liquid form. Put a few drops under the tongue, and it's very good. Also, if for children, you might want to dilute that ginger root just a little bit because it's highly concentrated in a little water. So always, you know, always before you go on a trip, be prepared. Now, for your pets, if you're boarding your pets, the sweet pets, and you don't want to worry about kennel cough, a lot of times you can boost their immune system a week or two before you board them, and then you don't have to worry about it. Because that kennel cough vaccination does nothing, let me tell you. It gives them kennel cough. So if you don't have a vet that uses natural products, I would highly recommend you search for them. They're hard to find, but you can find them. But in the interim, you can use some immune-boosting formulas for your pets. All these items, ginger root, calcium, relax formula, they're in the pets for kennel cough, all available at Apothecary Herbs. You can view their products online at thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog. And if you're outside the United States, 803-746-0219. We'll get you right on over there and get your free product catalog. So, you know, happy trails out there when you're traveling. I want you to be safe and healthy and come home safe and healthy. That's what it's all about. Okay, so what are we going to talk about next? I want to talk about colloidal silver because a lot of people ask me about colloidal silver all the time, you know. Dozens of companies produce colloidal silver products and even sell colloidal silver generators. And because it is a scientific fact, silver disinfects. Now, in March of 1978, a report appeared in the Science Digest, which was entitled Our Mightiest Germ Fighter. It was by Jim Powell. It seems that in the 1970s, colloidal silver was rediscovered in the laboratory as a wonder drug, which killed 655 known organisms compared to antibiotics, which kill just about a dozen different bacteria. Now, the late Dr. Carl Moyer of Washington University's Department of Surgery, he received a grant to develop better treatments for burn patients. Now, Moyer examined and tested 22 antiseptic compounds, which all failed due to toxicity. Moyer decided to try diluted silver nitrate, and he found that it killed pneumonia and that bacteria, and also prevents wounds from getting infected. It was resistant to strains of bacteria there. Science thought that they had a huge winner here. Silver's virtual non-toxic attributes and resistant bacterial strains. But, you know, they failed to develop anything significant for the market. Okay, so what is colloidal silver? Well, colloidal silver is a submicroscopic silver particle that is suspended in colloidal vase. Now, today people use colloidal silver for a myriad of health reasons. However, it is not recommended to adapt the notion that when in doubt, use colloidal silver. Long-term use of colloidal silver is also not recommended, or you can run the risk of severe digestive malfunction and a condition known as Algeria. silver salts can become concentrated and deposited in the skin, eyes, and other internal organs, turning the skin a permanent ash gray color. Now, before antibiotics were popular, silver was a main ingredient in allergy nose drops. And when people developed discolored gray skin, the medical community stopped making and administering the colloidal silver and listed the colloidal silver as a remedy, disappeared from print in the U.S. pharmacopoeia around 1975. Well, let's look and see what the ancients did with silver as far as medicinal-wise. Now, the practice of using minerals like silver was not born in the 70s or 1900s, for that matter. Recorded history shows that medicinal use of silver came about around 4000 B.C. In eastern Persia, they placed water in silver vessels. In ancient Babylonia and in the Greek areas in Greece, the physicians were not ignorant to silver's ability to disinfect. The Roman army used silver to heal wounds and is still used in India today by physicians. It is common in the ancient world to place silver coins in vessels containing drinking water or milk to prevent spoilage before the invention of refrigeration. Royalty were also referred to as the blue bloods. Since they ate almost entirely from silver dishware, they ingested large silver particles, and the silver gave their skin a blue hue, a condition known as Algeria today. Now, what are the risks? Well, many feel that the chance of any of us getting Algeria today is small due to the fact that the colloidal silver products are microscopic and suspended with an electrical charge. Before 1938, the FDA considered colloidal silver a drug. The distribution and profit of penicillin and other synthetic drugs pushed funding and research on colloidal silver aside. So Big Pharma produces antibiotics, which creates resistant bacteria. Conventional medicine knows that silver creates no resistant bacteria. Now, something's wrong with this picture. However, this herbalist right here recommends that, you know, if you're going to use colloidal silver, that you should use it as a last resort internally and sparingly. And the reason is your human digestive tract has over 400 natural bacteria. Antibiotics are so powerful that they destroy nearly all of the natural bacteria in the human digestive tract, leaving just one bacteria untouched, the yeast. Now, colloidal silver will do what antibiotics do, plus they kill the yeast too. And what's wrong with that? Well, neither situation is really good. Antibiotics kill all but one of the yeast, leaving you with an overgrowth of yeast in the digestive tract, which, you know, can lead to, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome, some other things. Also, without the proper balance of the digestive flora, or any digestive flora for that matter, you can't absorb proteins and nutrition from your foods to feed the body. So you are successful at eradicating the bad bacteria as well as the good bacteria when using either antibiotics or colloidal silver inside the body. So does this mean that you shouldn't use colloidal silver? No, it just means that you should do your homework first, use it as a last resort, and be prepared to do some follow-up work to restore the balance in your system. So what are some other options? Well, it's interesting to note that many of the drug-resistant bacteria strains are not resistant to many of the medicinal herbs out there. For instance, staph bacteria is killed by using garlic when no other antibiotic drug will do that. Furthermore, there is no reason why you should be afraid of bacterial infections when you have herbs. The colloidal silver is a backup for you to help you. But during World War I, the army medics didn't have the silver, but they had sulfur, and they put that on the wounds to disinfect it and to heal it. And what they would use is powdered garlic, because garlic has natural sulfur. And also, you can use the living cells, the cellular enzymes and amino acids found in a lot of the herbs. So you have many options out there to help you with disinfect, to strengthen cell walls, to improve circulation, which all brings healing to the body and enhances your immune system. So a major part of superb health is really, you know, having some knowledge, having a healthy lifestyle, strengthening the immune system. And everyone, even yours truly here, gets sick from time to time when I overdo my schedule. So, you know, the real test is, what do you do? Well, there are many strains of bacteria and viruses, courtesy of our big pharma now with the antibiotics. But it's inevitable that our immune system will encounter these strains that it hasn't dealt with before. So when you do get sick, you want to power up the immune system and use your echinacea formulas. If you want to use preventative herbs, use your astragalus and garlic and things like that. Echinacea you should use just when you're under the weather, because it will overstimulate the immune system if you used it too often. So use it as your ace in the hole when you're sick to shorten your duration of illness. So if you're interested in immune-boosting herbs or to detoxify your body to strengthen it against being sick out there and thereby strengthening your immune system, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a full line of immune-boosting herbs. They have a full line of organ cleansing products with complete information on how to detox the system in the proper order for your safety and success. So give them a call. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219 or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. I've gotten some calls earlier in the week. I want to share with you some of that. I had some people calling about healing their liver, having some issues there. And you know what? The milk thistle is an excellent herb. I love milk thistle to help the liver. It has that silymarin. It's an antioxidant. And for some reason, the liver just loves the silymarin. And it just takes that antioxidant, and it helps replace sick and dying liver cells with healthy new ones. And you can use the milk thistle during your annual or semi-annual cleansing, or you can use it as needed if you have an issue that's attacking the liver. So don't think that you can only use your milk thistle once or twice a year. You can definitely use that milk thistle as needed. It is recommended that you get it in a highly concentrated liquid rather than capsules or tablets. The liquids are absorbed instantly into the system within 60 seconds. They go to work. The body doesn't have to work and manufacture enzyme proteins to digest pills or capsules, so it gives the digestive system a little vacation. So do tap into that milk thistle if your liver needs a little assistance. For a full line of organ cleansing products, and you want to cleanse in order for your safety and success, learn how to do that. The folks at Apothecary Herbs will make the tools for cleansing, but they also provide you the educational material to cleanse properly. And they also offer a backup support if you need to talk to somebody about it. Definitely give them a call toll-free and for a free product catalog, or you can download their catalog online from thepowerherbs.com, but their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. And, you know, speaking of livers, 10 out of 100,000 people die from chronic liver disease in the United States. That's more than 2 million Americans. And it works out to like 30,000 deaths a year. So 3.5 million have hepatitis C, and that accounts for like 12,000 deaths. And then hepatitis B affects about 46,000. Goodness. And then there's the liver cancer, that roughly 5,000 deaths every year. So very disturbing statistics there. Also, liver transplants are on the rise, and not just in adults, but in children. So if you contract hepatitis, your allopathic physician can basically offer you rest, refrain from anything that further damages your liver, like, you know, drinking alcohol or taking prescription medications. And if you do have cirrhosis of the liver, the most that your doctor can do for you is give you some relief from the complications. Now, if you eat something poisonous, like mushrooms, all your doctor can do is wait, you know, for you to expire. Basically nothing there. Modern medicine doesn't really have anything. They don't have any herbs that will protect the liver. Now, is it a coincidence that 500,000 gallbladders are removed each year because of sick livers, not able to detoxify the system any longer? There's a complication. Now, in the 17th century, the British herbalist Nicholas Culpepper, he used that milk thistle herb for jaundice and liver disease. In the 1st century, the Roman physician Pitney, he published some writings about how amazing milk thistle was at helping the body carry off the bile for helping the liver and the gallbladder in their functions. And homeopaths have also used small amounts of milk thistle for liver disorders, gallstones, and even varicose veins. But you know what? German researchers have pretty much documented the liver protective compounds from milk thistle since 1968. The compounds, known as silymarin, very effective. So the Germany Commission has evaluated herbs, and you know what? Milk thistle tops the list. European researchers have found that people who use milk thistle recover more quickly from liver ailments. In one Italian study of 20 hepatitis patients given milk thistle, the patients who took the milk thistle regained normal liver function. So Europeans are now using milk thistle, especially if they poison themselves accidentally by eating mushrooms, you'll have a 95% survival rate using some milk thistle. There you go. Antidote right there. So if you're interested in learning more about organ cleansing, how to preserve your life and your longevity, change that lifestyle, use your cleanse and nourish philosophy to good health. And you know what? It's not supposed to be complicated. You're not supposed to depend on a pharmaceutical industry to stay healthy. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They specialize in organ cleansing and immune boosting, and they'll educate you. It's a learning curve, but you know, after a while, it's like brushing your teeth, and you're going to be amazed at what you can accomplish and what you can do. And it's not that expensive. It's not that hard. It's just like Nike. You just got to do it. You got to be proactive, and you got to take those steps. Yep. Roll up your sleeves. Be determined. Get out there and improve your health. That's what it's about. Give a call toll-free. They'll send you a free product catalog, first-class mail, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 803-746-0219. Of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com, has all the products there, lots of information. Of course, there's a PDF download of their catalog available on the web. So check that out at your earliest convenience. And I know I'm coming to the end of our show here, but I want you all to have a very safe and healthy 4th of July. Definitely, definitely. And coming up in July, Apothecary Herbs is going to be having some specials if you need to stock up on some products, so you'll save money in July. I'll be announcing more of that next week, you know, after the big holiday. So be safe out there, traveling, partying, or whatever it is you're going to be doing. Just have a good time, relax, but be healthy about it. Hey, you know, don't go anywhere, because coming up next, Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.